My name's Jono Bacon, and I've got old equipment.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I've got well-used equipment.
And this is...
Shot of Jack. If you'd consider yourself a technical person, you've likely got more than one computer. And last year you had more than one computer, and the year before that, too. But you buy new machines. Even if you've only got one, it's probably not the same one you had 3 years ago. There's a horde of old computers out there gathering dust in closets and cupboards and in the computer junkyards of techies the world over. What happens to these machines? Some get repurposed as servers, some get handed down to family, some get cannibalised for parts. What do you do with your dead computers? And what new ideas are there for old kit?
I think this is a really interesting topic because, you know, we're familiar with the fact that a lot of old machines are really, really expensive for companies to get rid of. So they can't dispose of them very easily due to environmental reasons. So they have to pay companies to get rid of them. So a lot of companies, particularly like councils and old and corporations, they just have these machines stocked up in a warehouse somewhere. Waiting.
Exactly.
Until it becomes someone else's problem.
Even ignoring companies. I mean, I've got about four or five old laptops just shoved in a corner. And
yeah.
They're too old to... My thought is they're too old to do anything reasonable with. They can't run a modern operating system because, you know, they're Pentium 2s with... Yeah. Back in the days when half a gig of RAM was an unbelievable extravagance or whatever. But something ought to be done. They're still perfectly capable computers. And there'll be people out there at the moment saying, what you need to do is run Lubuntu on them or something like that. But what should you actually do with that? I don't need loads of machines just sitting there idle. Even if they are running Lubuntu or damn small Linux or whatever. And I was kicking around different thoughts for what you could do, because I quite like the idea of revitalising some of these machines and doing something vaguely cool with them.
So yeah, I mean...
You've got the obvious things of, you know, turn them into a server or whatever, but think of interesting stuff you can do.
Yeah, I think it depends... Obviously, it depends on the kind of person you are, because... I remember when I first started really getting into Linux, and particularly when we had the lug going, everyone in the lug had loads of old crappy boxes set up doing all kinds of stuff. Like we all had Smoothwall servers, and we had our own web server, and some of us had set up Myth TV boxes and whatever else, and you know some people even set up in car PCs as well, but. Nowadays, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm just not interested in doing that crap anymore. But a lot of people still are. And I love the fact that Linux still allows you to do that. But to me, the most valuable use of this is for underprivileged kids and adults who don't have access to computing. So you just set up one of these machines and give it to them. But then we often get bitten by things like you've got to get it electrically tested and all this kind of stuff. So...
Exactly. I mean, that kind of thing's the problem. Your instant thought is, I'll take all these old machines and donate them to a school, right? But, yeah, as you say, first of all, there's the problem about, yeah, they've all got to be electrically tested and everything. And secondly, a lot of schools and places like that won't take donated hardware. Because, they'll say to you, okay, fine, but if it blows up and kills a child, it's your fault. And then everyone goes, fine, I'm not donating you my old PC then. But the third point about that is that, if you give your ancient Pentium 2 laptop to a school, they can't run anything modern on it anyway. I mean, it's not going to be very useful if they come out of school saying, I've learned about all this modern software stuff because we had computers at school. Look, I can use Photoshop 1. It's not, so it doesn't necessarily buy you anything to do that kind of thing. One of the things that I've thought about that's interesting is not necessarily donating them to schools. I do love the idea of trying to help people who don't have access to computing technology. And there are organisations around that do that kind of thing. But the things like Hackspaces might be cool. Because they'd be able to do cool. I mean, you know, you and I could say, I turned to what we do. We're going to make a digital picture frame out of a laptop. And I keep toying with the idea of doing that kind of thing. But if you give them to a Hackspace, they won't think about the idea and leave the laptop in their cupboard. They'll actually do it. And then that helps a bunch of people who don't have a big pile of laptops. You know, I mean, if you're the sort of person who's really interested in soldering the occasional thing, but you've only got one laptop, you're not going to chop it up.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, I mean, I remember in in Birmingham. I don't know if they're still going, but do you remember Access to Recycled Technology?
Yeah.
I mean, and it was these two guys, Steve and Vinny, who set it up. And it was just basically they had this Hackspace kind of area where they just had a room where they had a bunch of machines, and they set them up for people and they gave them out. And they had some of the electrical testing equipment and all that kind of stuff. But they had people come in and they gave tuition courses on how to use the GIMP and some video editing stuff. And they did a really cool job with it. I was really impressed with what they did. But I've noticed there's lots of groups like this, like Free Geek and, you know, Seeds for Change and all of these kinds of organizations. But I've never seen, it doesn't seem like they're very well coordinated together. Like, it seems to me if you're trying to set up Linux to be usable, as in, you know, we can use, like, you know, actual proper tools to do stuff, which I believe you can on older machines, you'd think there'd be like a solid body of knowledge that could be shared between all of these different groups. But it's, I don't know if that really happens so much. Like,
no, there isn't.
Like, I'd love it if I had an old machine, if I could go somewhere in my local area where I could meet people who could help me set it up or give it to them and they can set it up so people can use it, you know, and then they eventually donate these machines to people in poor areas or something.
Yeah, I mean, the A2RT people specifically, I haven't done it because I looked them up. I don't think they've done anything since about 2005. But I think a lot of the reason for this is that it's quite hard to get that kind of a group off the ground. There are plenty of groups around who try and do this kind of thing, but I think a lot of them fold for kind of lack of interest, which is a shame.
Yeah. Also requires space as well. I mean, they need premises and all that kind of stuff.
That's always been the problem, that if you're trying to run something on a shoestring by taking donated old PCs and then giving people who wouldn't otherwise have them access to those PCs, then you need to have a space all the time and basically run a cyber cafe the whole time. Yep. And that costs more money than you're bringing in. Sort of thing's hard. I mean, the obvious repository for the sort of knowledge you're talking about, if you say, I want people who will help me set up this computer so I can learn from it, is Lugs, right? I mean, this is the sort of thing that Lugs do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is as well, thinking about it, I mean, first of all, it'd be cool to set up a business doing this, like, you know, where you basically set up old knackered machines, but there's the kind of people who want to buy a computer are either people like you and me who've got, we're heavily invested in IT, so therefore we will spend a decent amount of money on a computer. But then you're going to find a lot of people, particularly people who are on lower incomes, who are like, I can't afford to spend, you know, £600-700 on a PC. I can only afford to spend £50 on a PC, or not even that, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, one option could be, I think it would be really cool to have a business whereby what they do is you receive the computers, people donate you computers, you set them up, you throw the ones out that you don't need, but you set the ones up that work, and then you sell them, and then maybe you keep half the profits, and maybe half of it gets donated to charity.
Well, I was thinking maybe what you'd actually want to do is you wouldn't do the selling. What you do is you talk to existing charity shops. So you basically have a warehouse somewhere with a few guys in it who take these brought in PCs, and the ones which don't work, you cannibalize them for parts and then junk them. And the ones that do work, you set up, and then you sell them through charity shops, and the charity shop keeps half the profit, and you keep half the profit.
Yeah, whatever. Absolutely.
And that would work, because then you're not having to put together a storefront and work out a way of getting in touch with customers. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if you went to talk to Oxfam and people like that and said, we're thinking of doing this. Are you interested? There are millions of charity shops. You say, even if you only do it in your local town, you can imagine that kind of idea getting off the ground.
I think that would be really cool. I mean, I just think it's, you know, the idea of like having a company to do that could be really good. But the other thing, like, people are setting up coffee shops everywhere. I mean, certainly over here. I know it's less so in England, but particularly, I think it's particularly in California, people are setting up coffee shops. But the idea of providing these machines to coffee shops, because a lot of people just want to get on the web and check their email in a web browser. And all these machines can run a web browser. So you'd imagine that one thing that could be is it would be cool to go out to independent coffee shops, not like fucking Starbucks, but to go out to independent coffee shops, people who are trying to foster an environment where people speaking to each other, and then, you know, donate these machines to them. Or or have a system there.
Yeah, help set these kind of things up. Well, that's what we think. Do you think that the best thing to do with old computers is to help people who don't have a computer get access to one? Do you intend to take all your old machines, turn them into digital picture frames, or donate them to your brother and then deal with the fact that the hardware fails all the time when he rings you up for technical support? Let us know what you think. Go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments there.
Yep, and you can also let us know other things you'd like to hear here on the show by going to shotofjack.org/discuss. And you can find out other ways of contacting us as well. Like you can email us, and you can also talk to us on Twitter and Identica with the #shotofjack hashtag.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.